Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather this morning for worship. Just a brief announcement that we are looking forward to the end of July. It's coming quickly, right? And so we have our wonderful opportunity to gather and invite our neighbors and friends to join us in the peaceful gathering Monday, the 31st of July at 5:30. So, wonderful opportunity to let people come together and encourage each other with the love of God. This morning, we are following Divine Service Setting 4 on page 203, and our opening hymn is numbered 916. I invite you to join me in singing at this time. Sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins as a called and ordained servant of Christ. And by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Join me in responsively speaking the introit. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud.
Be gracious to me and answer me.
O you who have been my help,
forsake me not, O God of my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
Teach me your way, O Lord.
And lead me on a level path because of my enemies.
Give me not up to the will of my adversaries.
For false witnesses have risen against me, and they bring about violence.
Wait for the Lord.
Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud.
Be gracious to me and answer me.
O you who have been my help,
forsake me not, O God of my salvation.
That surpass all understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Trinity is found in 1 Kings 19, verses 11 through 21. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said to him, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Zehu, the son of Nimshi, anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Zehu put to death. And the one who escapes from the sword of Zehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, go back again, for what have I done to you? And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read along with me Psalm 16.
Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings and blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in the pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
This morning's epistle is recorded in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 8 through 15. Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reveling for reveling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Pardon my mess up. Let me go back and straighten it out. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts regard Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be said for the all of the universe. As you were able. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had got out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the lake, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to the partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." And he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
At this time, we speak the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate.
he suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of your sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated, and for those children that are present, you may come forward at this time for a children's message. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things this morning?
Good.
Good. We heard in the epistle lesson that Peter, he gives us some advice, and he encourages us. He tells us the things that, for the eyes of the Lord are always on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. And for us, we're supposed to turn away from evil and do good. So, we're called to turn away from evil. Is that always easy to do? Uh-oh. Turning away from the evil in order to do what is good. Yeah. Is it always easy to do good?
No.
Do we get tempted to do the wrong things at times? Yeah, maybe we try to get things earlier than we're supposed to, or we don't have listening ears. Yeah, sometimes that happens. But God would have us turn from evil to do good. And some in this congregation may know a song that kind of highlights that, and it has to do with our senses, our eyes and our ears. And, you know, one of the verses goes, "Be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see." Right?
It's eyes, not lies.
I said eyes, yes. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. And sometimes we have to be careful, little ears, what you hear. Yes, that too. But it wants us, and the song would encourage us to see and to hear those things that are good. And where do you believe you are going to find things that are good to see and things that are good to hear?
In church,
right? In God's Word. Maybe in other activities that the church has us going to, like some people go to church camp, right? Yeah. Or there's other things that we do, like study God's Word together. So we are called to look to those things that we are able to do together that help our eyes and our ears focus on what is good. So can you all please join me in prayer? As we pray an echo prayer at this time. Dear God, please help me,
please help me,
turn away from evil,
turn away from evil,
and to see what is good,
and to see what is good,
so that I may always, follow my Savior Jesus, who is the most good for me and all people. We pray in his name. Amen. Well, thank you for coming up and talking about needing to focus on those things that are good. And I know sometimes you think that there's other things that are good, such as fruit snacks, and you certainly may have one as you go back and join our congregation for singing our next hymn, hymn 655. Mercy and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon our text from Luke chapter 5. How many of you have come across the word advice in the Bible? Anyone? I do believe there is advice given in the Bible, but I think more frequently it would be called wisdom. Right? Things that are passed on so that you may be able to be wise in your life. Wisdom is something to be desired, gaining it, and sharing it. We have books of wisdom, our books of Psalms, the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. These books are the wisdom books in the Bible. And we are encouraged, be wise, my son, and make my heart glad that I may answer him who reproaches me. This is one of those Proverbs. We're called to be wise. St. Paul says in his letter, for your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you. But I want you to be wise as to what is good, and innocent as is what is evil. Be wise in what is good, and be innocent of what is evil. Yes, wisdom is something that we are called to seek. And where are you and I to find true wisdom? Well, there are a couple of places that we may find and gain wisdom from. One is through our own life experiences, or as others through their life experiences share wisdom with you. Such as, hey, you may want to take a look on the map on how to get to that place. When I went to find it, I found it difficult. You know, maybe not having looked at a map and just, oh, I'll just be able to drive out there. And, oh, they said it was past that, but, you know, oh, maybe this is the turn. And, nope, not where I wanted to go. Maybe I'll take another turn. And soon maybe we've not found the right place. So maybe we would plan our route a little beforehand, look at some maps and double check where we wanted to go, rather than going off and becoming lost, right? Any of you done anything similar to that where, oh, I'll just be able to find it. That shouldn't be too hard. And then, nope, didn't get there on time. So yeah, sometimes it's as simple as, oh yeah, check out a map. Do some planning beforehand. Ooh, the last time I went to the place I didn't know, yeah, I'm going to look at the map this time. Do some of those things. We gain wisdom from our experiences or somebody else's experiences. But there is one other place that offers true wisdom, and that is God's Word. Yes, there are those books of wisdom, but the whole entire Bible is wisdom for you and for me, as it is all God's Word. It's not fanciful stories, but it is the history of how God is interacting with His creation. Words that you and I can trust in. Where you and I should go to be wise as we are encouraged by God. Not only are you and I to seek God's word for our wisdom, but we see that as Jesus was going out preaching and teaching, on occasion, a crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God. They wanted to hear God's word. You could say they were craving God's word in their day. They gathered from towns and villages, and they came to hear what Jesus was preaching and proclaiming. He certainly told them about God's word, about God's plan for salvation. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He proclaimed good news, and they wanted to hear it. But there are times where people deliver to you and to me what we would say is good news, and yet, is this really going to happen? There are times people make promises of what they're going to do for us in the future and the benefits it will bring to us, and yet we are left wondering, will these words be fulfilled, or is this just another empty message I'm hearing once again? Because there are times when we hear messages that bring to us excitement and that we look forward to seeing fulfilled, and they come to nothing. So how are these people gathered to hear Jesus speak? How will they know that His words are the Word of God? What helps them believe and trust the message that Jesus has given? What helps you and me trust these words of God? God often demonstrates His power so that you and I might benefit and our faith would be increased. And in this scenario, that's what happens. Jesus preaching on the lakeside. He's gotten into a boat in order to preach to the people. And he does so. And then he comes to the end when he finished speaking to the people as they're gathered. And then he says to Simon, "Well, put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch." Jesus has come, and He's preaching about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, about God's righteousness. He isn't there giving a lecture on good fishing techniques. He isn't the fisherman's guide. this son of a carpenter. What would he know about where to fish? That's not his niche, right? So why would these fishermen follow his advice? Especially after Simon says, "Well, Master, we've toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the nets." Peter also has been within the hearing of Jesus. He's heard the words of God spoken. The Holy Spirit works through that very word in order to create faith. And so Simon does what Jesus tells him to do. He goes out there. They let down the nets, and it's recorded that they enclose a large number of fish, so much so that the nets were breaking. They call out their fishing partners, James and John, their boat, and they come out, "Help, we got fish." So many so that both boats begin to sink. How was Jesus able to do this? What credit can you give to him in this regard? Well, it certainly isn't because he's that experienced in life to where he's passing on life experiences. No, that's Peter, James, and John. They're the fishermen. Jesus is the son of the carpenter. Peter recognizes Jesus in a way that he will more fully recognize him in the future. Who do they say I am? "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," will be his answer in the future. For now, he has not fully recognized that all, you would say, but yet he sees, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. You are of God, a man of God, and I certainly am not. So depart from me." And all who saw it were astonished at the numbers that they caught. And who else could they give glory to but God? And even though Peter, James, and John say, "Depart from me," Jesus, he speaks to them words that they listen to. "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. Follow me." And this is what you and I are also called to do. We are called to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Power of God, we hear in Jesus' words. The word of God that those people sought is the same word of God that you and I should seek in our lives. The word that comforts us, that assures us of the forgiveness of sins, that claims us as children of God through water and word, that gives to us assurance as we take bread and wine, the very body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. And we know that we have life through forgiveness of sins. These are the words that you and I need to be wise in this life. These are the words of wisdom that we seek to share with others so that they too would follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. At your word, dear Lord, we believe and we trust in Jesus' name. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, I invite the congregation to stand as we pray, as our Heavenly Father has urged us to do in His Word. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God of hosts, as you comforted Elijah by the quiet whisper, reminding him of the remnant of the faithful in Israel, so comfort us by the bold proclamation of your gospel. Uplift the depressed, strengthen the frail, give hope to those who feel alone, and save us from violence. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, since your foolishness is wiser than men's wisdom and your weakness stronger than men's strength, give all preachers and hearers delight in the folly of Christ crucified, in which the fullness of divine power and wisdom are hidden. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, you give us life in Christ. Grant that having been strengthened by your gifts, we may all gladly tell others of the hope that we have in you. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, give us faith to let down the nets of your word in our daily vocations and trust your Son to do his gracious work through poor sinners like us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, your Son endured the cross for our sakes and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Be with the young people of the Synod as they gather in New Orleans this week. Fix their eyes on Jesus and strengthen them with hope and confidence to endure all trials and challenges as his disciples. Bless those who work and serve them, especially their parents. Give them a safe homecoming and fill our homes with the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of hosts, you are our light and our salvation. Hide in your shelter Glenn, Tracy, Consuela, Pastor and Mrs. Barron, and all who suffer in body, mind, or soul. Keep them in their day of trouble from falling into fearless faith and uphold them with your peace. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God of hosts, your Son is our chosen portion and our cup, forgiving and nourishing us with his body and blood. Grant that we may receive him humbly and in faith, that you may hold our lot secure in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, never depart from us. Though we are unworthy of you and your bounty, you are pleased to receive our meager thanks and reluctant obedience for the sake of Christ's perfect obedience. Let your word rule us and your spirit revive us to leave behind pride and anxiety alike, that we may follow you in all we do through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated as our ushers come forward to gather our tithes and offerings. Thank you. invite the congregation, please stand as you're able. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name. Sing Hosanna in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy upon us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve who ate the forbidden fruit. And you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy you promised salvation by the second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross, and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and his blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
I
I invite the congregation, please stand as you're able. The true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul until life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord, now that your horses